So, Howard, you're going to be worse of a nightmare out of the legislature than you are in the legislature. We appreciate Howard and his leadership over the years and those sometimes not so gentle reminders that we need to do the right thing. So thanks to Senator Stevenson and his tenure in the legislature and what he's done for taxes and education. I'm going to talk a little bit about SB 71. But before I do that, I just wanted to weigh in a little bit on some of the tax reform that we did during the session. When you look at property taxes with the certified rate, they don't go up. That tax does not go up, or that revenue doesn't go up with inflation. And the same is true with gas tax because it's a dollar figure. It's 29.5 or 35.5 or wherever we have that. And so it doesn't go up with inflation. But at the same time, the costs or the revenue or the programs that are funded by those revenue streams, they're going up with inflation. So if I live in Sandy City, the police and fire department, which you know I want to have in my city, that's important to me, the cost of running those organizations is going up with inflation, but the revenue stream that funds those isn't going up with inflation. And so you have to go through a truth in taxation and raise that. And the legislature has not increased the statewide levy for many, many years until Senator Osmond a couple of years ago. And then we have froze the rate here for a couple of years, which will allow it to increase with inflation. If we were to do that with sales tax or income tax or a percentage, and we wouldn't have had the additional revenue this year to pay for our schools and our growth because it would have been at a fixed level. When you have a percentage tax, it goes up with the economy, it goes up with inflation and so forth. And Howard, years ago, let's just take mid-90s. Minimum school program, what percentage was property tax and what was percentage was income tax? 40%. Yeah, and over time, because we've neglected to address that issue, it's now at 15% property tax. And we all know that in recessions, income tax has a huge drop. But yet, we're still funding education. We still have the same amount of students. We have all of that. And I'm not talking about raising a lot of taxes here. We're just trying to maintain the systems and develop those systems that we have. And so you've got to allow, at times, some of those revenue streams to drift up just because of the impact on the programs that they are funding. And that's the problem with the gasoline tax over the last several years. The mid-90s, the gas tax paid for all maintenance and operation of roads, new capacity, and it also paid for the highway patrol. Now, the highway patrol is paid out of the general fund, and $600 million is paid out of the general fund to roads, mainly for capacity. I don't know if anybody talked about it today, we've been bemoaning the base, the general sales tax base, that we're losing that base. It's being eroded to online sales. We don't tax services, and people are spending more money on services than they are on goods, and so our base is eroding away in that revenue stream, which is important to fund a minimum of government, and we want it to be a minimum. So we have to deal with these issues. And I don't know if the public really understand that we have to, as a legislature, look forward and see what we have to do to make some minor adjustments to make sure that those revenue streams are healthy, to fund roads, infrastructure, and our education system. So I submit to you, and I've mentioned this before, probably to this body, that yes, I'm concerned about the erosion of the base as we move to more of a service economy. Yes, I am concerned about the base and online sales, and maybe that will be solved here in June. But by far, the biggest problem is we're spending $600 million out of the general fund. That's the problem. That's the eroding of the base, because we didn't keep up with paying for our roads in the transportation fund. That's motor fuel taxes. So, in my opinion, I believe the gas tax is outdated, because we're not willing as a legislature, although we did now put it on a inflationary increase, and it's starting to go up. So that's a good thing over time, but we're so far behind in that. And I have to ask, are you finding it harder to get around Salt Lake Valley, Utah County, Davis County of late? Anybody finding it a little bit more time to get from A to B? Anybody? Well, this is just after we have spent billions and billions of dollars on our roads. We've given our best shot as a legislature. We've taken $600 million out of the education fund through higher education, through the general fund, and spent it on roads. That's what we've done over the last 17 to 20 years. We've given it our best shot with the revenue streams, and we have more congestion than ever. I'd say that the gas tax is outdated even now, even though most cars still use the gas tax. Because the best way to create a demand and supply, a balance of demand and supply for roads, is a user fee. You pay the total cost of driving on the road. When you subsidize something, what do you incentivize? Use that you wouldn't otherwise have. And that's really kind of backwards when we're talking about this very expensive infrastructure. We're incenting more use on the roads so we have to build prematurely more roads. It's expensive. And you can see that we will not keep up with it. It's just it's a reality. And we're going to face, with this growth that we're having now and we'll have over the next 30 years, we're going to face unbelievable congestion, unlike that we've ever experienced here in Utah, unless we can now make a few other changes to the structure of our revenue systems. And one of those is infrastructure, and one of those is roads. And so we have a tolling, not to be confused with the legal tolling statute, but we have in statute the ability for, before the bill that I sponsored this year, there was statute in place that allowed UDOT to, under certain parameters, toll a road. I think it even had to come back to the legislature for approval, but only on new capacity. So that's what it took to get this passed years ago. It was already in statute. I didn't create a new the ability for UDOT to toll. But what we did in this bill is we allowed now for tolling to be on existing capacity. Because if it's just on new capacity, then all the people in the west side of Salt Lake County and Davis County and Utah County, they'll be the ones with the toll roads, and nobody else will have toll roads, and there's a fairness issue with that. So we made that change in the bill this year, or in the statute, so existing roads now can be tolled, and we created a system whereby now we could do electronic tolling. One of those is license plate recognition, but it also gives a broader spectrum of different tolling mechanisms electronically. Gives UDOT the ability to take those technologies and now apply them to our mainly to our freeway system and our major state roads, because we're going to have to figure out how to pay for these roads in the future. Mount View Corridor, West Davis Corridor. I'm sure there's going to be a freeway on the west side of Utah Lake at some point with the growth that we're seeing out there, growth that we're seeing in Lehigh. So these are the things we're trying to put in place now that will allow us to see in the future, will allow UDOT, who plans 10 years at a minimum in advance for roads, and they're able now to plan with a policy in place that will allow us to actually do some tolling. Now, in what form that will experience tolling and how soon we will experience it, I can't tell you that. We didn't address that in the bill. What we're doing is this is an enabling legislation, and UDOT, through their processes, will have public processes with regards to tolling. Now, you know, there's been some predictions that in 10 years that 30% of the road, 30% or more of the cars, or 25% or whatever, will be electric. Now, there's some arguments against that. Whether that's true or it isn't true, we're going to see, with technology, alternative fuel vehicles. And the more cars that are not paying for gasoline also begs to argue that we're going to have to go to something other than a gas tax. And it's my prediction, it's only my personal prediction, that when you get 25% of the cars on the road that are not using gasoline or diesel, the motor fuel tax is outdated. And what are our alternatives? What we can see today in current technology and in the future is tolling and vehicle miles driven. And I know that vehicle miles driven is sometimes less popular because it's a little more intrusive into your personal life, but you know, so is tolling. But we put in the statute also that UDOT can collect that tolling information, but it can only be used to collect the toll. And then when they're finished collecting the toll, they have to expunge that information. And so it's not, they're going to be used against you in all kinds of different ways, or Big Brother or whatever. But I think the legislature is going to be very open to some different ideas on how we're going to pay for the roads in the future. But I hope that they're only open to ideas that will create this principle of you use the roads, you pay for the roads. There has to be a user fee so that we have a proper balance of supply and demand for those roads. And who knows, you know, with autonomous vehicles and all kinds of things, there's a lot of predictions on what things will look like in the future. But we have to deal with the now. We have to deal with what we think is going to be in the next 10 years. And we've put in place now a statute that UDOT can use to help us address this growing need and revenue we'll need to have for a robust road system with growth. And we passed SB 136. You heard about that this morning. I can tell you that we won't keep up with roads, so it's got to be some kind of other system, and one of those is transit. Now, maybe autonomous vehicles create some kind of other dynamic in the future, but we don't know what that's going to be yet. I think that finishes tolling, and I'm getting the word that my time is done, so thank you very much.